Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and here's your Daily Nerd Devo. This week is closing, and I think I smell gasoline, but that's okay because it's Fast and Furious Fridays. This week, we're taking a look at the fifth installment, Fast 5, released in 2011. This installment is widely known as one of the best in the franchise, and is a full turning point from the street racing first half of the series to the over-the-top high-speed action series we know today. Spoilers ahead. But you already knew that. We open up with Dom, Brian, and Mia on the run in Brazil after freeing Dom from the prison bus he got on at the end of the last movie. It turns out Mia is pregnant, and they're desperate for some cash. So they find their way into an exciting train heist for some very important cars. But along the way, some DEA agents are killed during the heist, bringing DSS agent Luke Hobbs, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson himself, to hunt down the heroes with the help of the only clean cop in Rio, Officer Elena Neves. Turns out one of the stolen cars had a chip with money deposit schedules for the most powerful crime lord in Rio, Hernan Reyes. Agent Hobbs' group chases our heroes through and over the favelas of Rio. After this brush with capture, and fearing for Mia and the baby's safety and future, Dom and Brian decide the only way out is one last job. A bank heist to steal all of Reyes' money, totaling $100 million. They bring in all of your favorites, Han, Roman, Tej, Giselle, and Leo and Santos, runners from Dom's oil heist in the fourth movie, making a culmination of characters from the first half of the franchise. It's like the Avengers a year before the Avengers came out. They start by busting into a cash house and burning Reyes' money. This causes Reyes to take all of his money from all his cash houses and lock it up all in one single vault. Oh, but this isn't just any vault. It's the Rio Police Contraband Evidence Vault in the police headquarters. After practicing how to drive out of camera view, practicing on a replica vault, a tense standoff between Agent Hobbs' crew and Dom's Brazilian crew, Dom and Officer Neves forming an unlikely bond, and a police raid featuring an all-out brawl between Hobbs and Dom, followed by an ambush in which Dom saves Hobbs' life, it all comes to a head with a daring heist that results in a 10-ton bank vault being dragged through the streets of Rio, the big twist being that it was switched at some point with the empty practice vault. The real money making its way easily into the hands of the Fast and Furious crew, and Hobbs giving them a 24-hour head start on their getaway. And they all go their separate ways, enjoying their shares of the take. Teamwork truly makes the dream work. Do you guys have a squad? Jesus had a team, he had 12 disciples. David had his mighty men of valor and the three. Moses had Aaron and Joshua and Caleb backing him up. It's really pivotal to have a team around you. The Bible says iron sharpens iron and that it's not good for man to be alone. It says that church is where two or more are gathered. We need a team. We need a group of people to help keep us accountable, help us grow, and to have our backs. Because sometimes God's path for us gets rough, but we don't have to go through things alone. He puts leaders and friends in our life, like our pastors, church friends, or the Nerd God Squad, to help us. I want to encourage you today, if you don't already have a team, assemble one. Surround yourself with positive influences so that you can grow. Because life is better together. That's all the time I have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff, your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.